Kevin Howells with Jeff Cook. First things, first day, top two, great clash, one to look forward to. How do you think your boys fared today?
Well, I thought it was a fantastic day's cricket. Lancashire are a really competitive team. They have been for a long time, but you know, this year they've got off to a flying start. Five wins out of six games. I thought the game sort of ebbed and flowed a little bit. Towards half an hour after tea, looked as though we were going to get in control of it. And then Chappell and Proctor played really well, played aggressively when the new ball came along, and rested a little bit of initiative, but it's very much 50-50, I think.
Almost the lost art of leaving the ball, a bit attritional at times, but you don't see it that often these days, do you?
No, I thought it was a really, really good day's cricket. I thought Durham's play in the field was excellent. We started off well with Onions and Callum Thorpe, they obviously tried to play their way back into the game by spending a lot of time at the crease, and then our spinners made a huge difference. So it was a little bit of everything, some good batting, some decent seam bowling, and some good spin bowling.
Okay, England seemingly have lost James Anderson. Some people suggesting it'll be Graham Onions to take his place. Whereabouts are we, do you think, in Graham's recovery from that? You know, a big injury, big operation last year.
It's so difficult to gauge. I think physically he's absolutely fine. In my own opinion, having seen Graham develop over the years, what he is short of is some match bowling. He's bowled a couple of good spells for Durham. I'm not quite sure how he went for England Lions. I think that was 2 weeks ago. But he's not back to his consistent best that got him right at the top of the tree playing for England 2 years ago. And that'll only come through bowling. And I think we saw both sides of him today. He bowled well with the new ball, satisfactory second spell, and then with the second new ball, I think is a little bit rusted and showed up.
So, in other words, if England were to ask you, is he ready? The answer would be maybe not quite yet.
In the ideal world, it would be tough on him. He'd be under pressure, having not had sufficient good performances behind him. But he's such he loves playing for England, and that could easily spur him on to sort of great efforts there.
Would you believe we're not out of May yet, and we're almost at the halfway point of the championship season, and things looking a little bit brighter for Durham than they did 12 months ago?
Yeah, we've had one hell of a schedule. As you say, this is our eighth game. We've had four wins from seven, and we've played in all of the games. We've been playing some excellent cricket. There was one game against Somerset where we were having to fight for a draw, which we did. All the other games we were very much on top, and the team has been excellent. We've had one or two injuries with bowlers, which we had last year, but the good side of it is that the batsmen have got lots of runs behind them, and we've played some really positive cricket, well organised cricket with the bat, and it's got us into some winning positions, and the team has enjoyed that and risen to those opportunities.
Jeff, thank you very much.
Okay, mate.